Amen. I'm so thankful for this God that we serve. So glad about it. I just don't know how to maneuver sometimes. It's overwhelming.
Yes,
but what he has done and what he's doing. I need a little time today. Y'all, a little patience. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to ask you to turn to Bible, to your book, Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 13. Matthew's 7th chapter, beginning at verse 13. And I'm going to ask Deaconess Smith to read, please, 13 through 23. 7, 13 through 23 for me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Deaconess Smith.
7, 13 through 23. And word set. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Yes.
Not everyone is that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well read, Deaconess Smith. Well read, even Sister Diane with our announcements.
Amen.
Prayer, solo, everything that's been done. Well done.
Amen.
Well done. I tell you, I sometimes get amazed at how God has orchestrated so much in this place.
Yes,
I get amazed at it. I said, man, I don't even know why and how. All I know is he does it. Mm-hmm. And I get amazed at the gifts that we have and the anointings that we have, the purpose-driven people that we have. I want to add this because I meant to ask this sooner. Looking at Mother Parker just reminded me. I told the motherboard this, and I need to say it to the church. I think we under appreciate our seniors, our motherboard. I know in your mindset, you say, well, we do, Rev, we try to, but listen at this. The church, well, first things it says, to love, to honor thy mother and thy father. And you say, well, this is not my mother and my father, but they are in our church body. This is called the motherboard. They're the mothers of our church. They deserve that attention. And furthermore, most of them have been working and laboring before they begin to get older. they have been an important cog of our church. Mm-hmm. And we have to be reminded. So at Solid Rock, that's why we do what we do of honoring on a regular basis our motherboard.
Amen.
They are important. And if you go look in Moses' life, and you remember the story of Moses and the little children, the little males, all the males were supposed to be what? Drowned. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So what they were supposed to be doing, they were supposed to kill them as soon as, before they were born or at birth. And the Pharaoh was angry and said, wait a minute, they're multiplying. But why would they multiply? It was the mothers who was helping them to bring forth their child, was hiding them from Pharaoh. And I believe that today, the mothers are important, especially for our young people. They're especially important. You know, and so even if they're in their own families, they're important to make sure that their families see what wisdom looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mothers do. Yeah. Show you what wisdom looks like. Sometimes my children, they'll say something about my mother that's, you know, how does she know this or know that? Because see, I think they think once you get too old, you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
I think they believe something happens that you don't know no more.
I
said, she's still wise. She's still got wisdom. You know, she still has wisdom. And it's still being used in my family, my mother's wisdom. And so it's important to realize that in your own families, you got some elderly mothers and fathers, honor them. Do your best to preserve them because they really mean something to your family structure. And I tell you, when they're gone, you'll miss them. That, you know that part. So it just dawned on me that we had a wonderful time with the mothers on last Sunday, and I'm thankful. I told my mother, I said, we're going to do this with our motherboard. And, you know, I wasn't inviting her, but I wanted to see how she felt.
Yeah.
And she said, that's a wonderful thing. She said, that reminds me that I got to connect back with my motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's not living down there now, but she tries to keep in contact. You see, in her mind, that's an important part of this church, of the church that she belongs to. She doesn't belong to our church. She belongs to our church, our home church down in Lewis.
Right.
She's still there. She still sends her tithes. She listens to sermons sometime and stuff like that. So she's still there. But I just, you know, to her, that's important, that motherboard. And I know it's important to our mothers here.
Yeah.
So I just thought I would just lay that out there because it means a lot to me to have a motherboard in our church.
Amen.
Especially humble, meek women that we have. Yes. Thank you, Sister Smith, for reading. My title is The Fork in the Road. The fork in the road. Now, it's not the fork that you see back in your kitchen there. You know, down in the country, that was part of the way they told you directions back in the day. Said, so when you come through the fork, bear left. Or when you come through the fork, bear right. And that's just they really talk about two prongs, not even three prongs, but two prongs. You know, fork in the road, you go to the left. Fork in the road, you go to the right. So this is where we are in this sermon. In this journey of life, The question arises somewhere along the line is, which way do I go?
All right now.
You have that on your job. I remember some people talking to me about their choice of jobs and how making the right choice gave them blessings. And I remember when Sister Lum was having a job issue, she had to travel by train, by plane, by everywhere to get to work. And I remember her talking about it. And she then it finally switched up where she could go right now, just right down the street, not far from her home, and the job is near now. But before, it was all over Pennsylvania somewhere. And here she is now taking the right fork in the road.
All right.
If she took the wrong one, she'd quit and went somewhere else. But look what God did. Changed it around to bless her because she took the right fork in the road. Jobs are that way. Sometimes it's the same way in choosing a church. You know, we could choose a whole lot of different churches to go into. I know, I remember my one that I had, boy, I'd probably be in hell right now if I took it. Thanks be to God, I took the right one. The Spirit of God led me that way because see, but my mind was set on going the wrong direction. And I'm glad that the Lord allowed me to take the right road. There are just so many twists in this life that we can take the wrong direction. When we are living in this life, we have the daily ups and downs of life. But we must make sure that our mind is always stayed upon the Lord.
All right.
Let him lead you and guide you to all truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We have to make sure that our mind is stayed on doing what God say do. So when you run into these forks in your life, you got to make sure that you do it with great prayer, that you might make the right choice. Jesus, in the finality of his Sermon on the Mount, began to talk this here sermon, this what we was read about telling them about this kingdom walk. They had to make a decision as to whether they would enter into the straight gate that is wide or, verse 14, the straight gate that is narrow. They had to make a decision as to which gate they would take. When you take the narrow gate leads to eternal life. That's what it goes on to tell us. The narrow gate goes to Christ. But broad is the way to destruction. There are a lot of folk. Why is it broad? Because it has to accommodate a whole lot of sinners going to hell. I know it's sad to say, but Jesus and God made that gate so that they could accommodate those who choose not to serve him. We have to make that decision every day of our life, whether we're serving God or whether we're serving man. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve him till I can't serve him no more. He deserves all of the praise. He deserves all of the glory. He is the author and finisher of your faith. This kingdom that God has us going down, this narrow strait, is not the way that Satan wants you to go. Because see, Satan is always trying to attract you and pull you to this wide and broad gate. He's sitting at the gate, at the switch where the fork changes. He's sitting there saying, look, guys, ain't nothing going on down there. You don't go that way. Look at that. See the bright lights? See them people having fun there? Look, choose that way. No, don't go this
way. That's not what I don't care what you no, go right there. I got some stuff down there for you. You gonna like it down there, man. Everything down there. Ray Charles down there. Everybody down there. You gonna have fun? I ain't say Ray Charles in the hell. But I'm saying everybody's going that way. A lot of fun down there. And then once in a while, straggler comes and goes the narrow way. And Satan is gonna say, you loser. You ain't got nothing going on. That's why you're going that way. You can't survive down there. That's why you wanna go that way anyway. He's standing at that fork and just pointing people to hell. And everybody is still going down. This road is the road of sin and evil. This road that Satan is orchestrating is a road that leads you to self-destruction. The scripture said, as a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction thereof. I know about those roads. I'm telling you, one day I was on that road, Broadway, going to hell. But thank be to God, somebody came to my mind and changed my way.
Come on.
And I'm so glad about it. This Broadway is a way of revenge. It's when you get mad at the drop of a pin. Some people just can't have no peace about it. See, you know that ain't godly. You always argue, always fussing, just a spirit of evil going on. That ain't godly. Come on, somebody. Come on, it's got to be about Christ. Love your enemy and teach them and tell them the right way and be kind to one another. Who are you serving but the devil when you're choosing to live the wrong way? This broad way full of revenge. This broad way covets thy neighbor's goods. This broad way finds the thieves and the liars and the gamblers and the hypocrites who travel on the Broadway.
Yeah.
In this Broadway, you'll find a few church members. Come on. You'll find a few down on this Broadway. Praise be to God. I was down there one time, I can tell you. That I was on that Broadway. I'm supposed to be on the right narrow way with Christ, but I just skipped over and said, I'm going the other way. It's boring this way. But I'm so glad that I saw the error of my ways.
Come on.
In this way, sometimes you'll see those church people singing How Great Thou Art on Sunday.
Come on,
but on Monday, they say, let's get it on. Let's get it on. I'm telling you, that's what it is. You got to understand, going down the Broadway, you'll find a few deacons and deaconesses going down the Broadway. But I'm telling you, be all right. Somewhere along the line, somebody going to touch them and say, that ain't right. But you'll find them down that way, even down that Broadway. You'll find a few guitar players, a few piano players walking down the Broadway. I'm telling you, they're going to change the way somebody's going to change their mind. See, one thing about them people there that I just named, they stay still come to church. So they give God a chance to work in their life.
Come on.
But those who are hardcore
never
come to church. Never sit around the word.
No, sir.
Never hear the word. So they stay in that wicked seat. Down along that way, I can't forget them. You'll find a whole lot of preachers.
That's right, sir.
Now walking down that Broadway. Man, I tell you, a whole lot of false prophets.
False, that's right.
Saying one thing and doing another. I tell you, they're there. Watch out for the false prophets. Because they never use the word of God in their sermon.
That's right.
It's their own way and nothing but their own way.
Yeah.
But I want you to know you're supposed to be able to check what somebody's preaching.
Come on.
You need to look at what they're saying and what their source is.
Yes.
And if it's not of the word of God, get up out of that church and find yourself a whole new place.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says they know the word of truth but fail to live it. Some people know the word of truth and fail to preach it. Some people know the word of truth and fail to tell it.
Come on.
Every born again Christian should be telling the world that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Tell somebody that God is, he's able. And he do all things but fail.
Yeah.
See, I want you to know that everybody can fall down this left wrong way. Why? The question is, why does a person choose this wide way? The bottom line is we all were born in sin. We all are Adamites.
Come on.
We come from Adam. So we all make those mistakes. We still have a sin nature. But I tell you this, we have the choice to make.
Yes.
And it's not every day that you make the choice, but this is the most important choice of your life, to be born again.
Amen.
It's the greatest important choice of your life, that you must be born again.
Yes.
When you make that decision, there is no other decision that overcomes that. Because, see, this life is just a passing fact.
Yeah.
It only lasts for a short while.
My God.
But eternal life is last forever. Eternally. In the heavens with our Father. So it's good to make sure that you have made your mind up to follow Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm going down the narrow way. I'm seeking salvation in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Not a lot of folk want to talk about the gates and live in those gates. This gate talking that Jesus told them people, he knew that there were a whole lot of folk who were not choose the right way.
Yeah.
A lot of them didn't want to hear Christ. And just like today, a lot of them want to hear about it.
No, they don't.
They don't want to hear that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man cometh to the Father but by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus let them know there's one thing about choosing the right way. He said, you shall know them by their fruits.
Amen.
You should know a Christian by his or her fruit.
Yes.
What is that saying to you and me? In other words, our life is an open book.
Yes.
Because you can't hide your fruits. Your fruits have to be out in the public.
Come on.
Your fruits are out there. People seeing just what your fruits are like.
Yeah.
Who are you? And who are you serving?
Yeah.
When you see a man lying and cussing and stealing, he can say, I'm a Christian. But you know deep down in your heart, he's a lie. He's still lying right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't know Christ as his Savior.
Yeah.
I told you I wouldn't be long. I told you it might give me time. But I don't have much time left, but I just want to make sure there's a few other things that you get on this road.
All right now.
They that are on this road, of the narrow road, this road of salvation, this road of salvation is a road of sanctification. Sanctify.
Sanctify.
What does that mean? That means that you've been set apart.
Yes.
You have been placed a whole different way, a sanctified, born-again believer. Amen. Back in the day, we always, the Methodists used to call, they used to make fun of the Pentecostals. They would talk about being sanctified.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I'm not sanctified. I'm saying, that's them, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't understand what it meant.
Yeah.
They looked at that, they looked down on that. But a sanctified is has been set apart.
Yeah.
That's you only know that if you read it. See, that's one thing about the Methodists back in the day. They were supposed to be the people of the book, but they didn't read the book. They didn't read the book.
Yeah.
I know I was a Methodist. As the book boys say, I was born a Methodist.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I got out of that. Now, I do have a couple sisters that stay there, but, you know, they know the truth now. See, back then, a lot of them didn't know the truth. They didn't read their Bibles. I guess it ain't much different today, is it? I guess it ain't much different today. Let me leave that alone. This roadway of narrow is where the Holy Ghost meets you. He'll meet you on this narrow road. On this narrow road, only the light of Christ shines. On that broad road, it's dark and dingy. But on the road to Jesus, he is the light of the world.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says that his light shineth in the hearts of men. Because he is the light of the world. That light on the Broadway is artificial light.
All right.
When you go down that way, they got the dew drop in light. You all remember those things? Somebody said, "Well, you've been everywhere. You was everything." What? Yes, I was. Yes, sir. Sister Barbara had them shiny shoes on.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they don't fit no more. I'm so glad that on that artificial way, the bulbs have to be changed because the lights get bright and visually they get dim. But on that way, that narrow way of Christ, that light gets brighter and brighter. The more you draw near to him, the more he draws near to you.
Come on.
In other words, that bright light that Christ shines in your life, when the world sees it, they know you've been changed. They know you've been born again. Ain't it all right to tell the world that I am a brand new creature? Old things passed away.
Yeah.
Behold, all things become new in Christ.
Yes.
That's the right way, the narrow way.
Lord.
A whole lot of family members aren't going to heaven. And it's sad to say it, but a whole lot of family members. We always think that everybody dies going to heaven. It ain't so.
No.
It ain't so. And it's sad. It's sad. Because we got a whole lot of family members that are going to hell. And a whole lot of them, they can't change it. It's already been set. They lived their life and they lived it contrary to God's word. And it hurts us when we know that our family members. And I don't remember. This was not a member of my family, but I remember preaching a sermon, a funeral for a lady who had a son that was in the streets and doing biggest everything he could. He lived somewhere on the east side of Wilmington. I went to, somehow somebody connected me to them and they asked me, they couldn't find somebody, asked me could I do it, and I did. And she said, "I just want to know one thing. I just want my son to go to heaven."
My Lord.
And I said, "If you..." That was already decided on what way he lived.
He's gone.
Did he live going to heaven? She turned away from him and walked away. Now, I didn't mean to be hard. That's it. I can only tell you what I know. That's what it says here. And I never got a response from her from then on in that sermon, that service. It was, she didn't want to talk to me. Like, I'm the one that put her there. But it let me know that when I was preaching the eulogy that I had to tiptoe around the tulips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't say, I just had to be, to say, all right, this is a life, a celebration of life. That's all it is. It's not a celebration of eternal life.
All right then.
You hear me?
That's right.
I'm okay with the celebration of life. But this is not about eternal life that we're talking about for this person.
Lord,
that's where we, you know, when you make that statement, you need to know what that person lived like.
Sure.
You can't make that statement and just make something out there. I'm not going to do it, personally. That light on the Broadway is artificial, but that light with Jesus is for real. And it's getting brighter and brighter. There's just a few on that narrow way. There's a few that abide in it. There's still fewer that walk in this eternal life consistently. This roadway that just a few travelers on is all that you need as company. You don't need a whole lot of other people saying that they're your friend and they're living some other kind of way. No, stay away from them.
That's right.
Only choose those who have eternal life. Yeah. Make your friends eternal life friends. Now, I'm not saying you can't socialize with them, but your friends are eternal life friends.
Yeah.
Because you want them to show the Christ that's in you.
That's right.
You know, that old saying, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
It's a kind of got some truth to it.
Yes, it is.
Now, if you want to lead them to Christ, you can go to them. Just don't stay over there. You hear me? Just don't stay over there because it looks, they can lead you and they can change your mind. You don't play with Satan, is what I'm saying.
That's right now.
You don't play with him. He's the devil. That's why, he's the reason why he's the devil.
Yeah. See?
But you got to realize that you're with Christ. He's the one that made the road. He's a way maker on the road. When the road gets tough, he will strengthen you on that road. When it gets dark, he'll light up the way for you when it gets on that road. When the hills get high to climb, he'll help you over your hills. That's the way he does it. When the burdens get heavy, the Bible says he's a burden bearer. I'm glad to know that on this narrow way, I have Jesus and him crucified, that he is the joy of my salvation, that there's none like Jesus, no, not one. That name is greater than any other name. There's no name that can compare to the name of Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our way maker. He is our heavenly Father. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. Which way are you choosing? Which way are you choosing? Because at the end, you want to hear these words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. And I'll make you ruler of many. Ain't it nice to know that you're on God's side and that he's on your side? Choose well that roadway. Choose well. Make that decision the right decision. Amen?
Amen.
And give God a hand break, sir. Come on, be seated.